Okay, today is Daf Samach Ches. We're in Samach Zayin Amid Beis. We're in this very difficult Gemara, quoting very difficult Mishnayos from the sense of Kinim, which we're going to get to this Mishnah. By the way, Kinim is part of the family cycle. So we're going to learn Mishnayos Kinim. What? We're going to learn Mishnayos, even though there's no Gemara on Kinim. We're going to learn it anyway. Kinim, yes, Kinim and Midos are part of the Yomi cycle. Tamid, also, but half of Tamid has Gemara, half doesn't. Very, oh, exactly like that. Some does and some. Yeah. So, that is not that Kinim. Anyway, we had a question. Rabbi Yeshua said yesterday that a Ola that's done like a Chatas can transform into a Chatas, right? So then we asked, if that's true, then I have a case in Kinim where Olas and Chatas are brought, and why don't we say that Olas transform into Chatas? Why don't we say that? Why don't we say that Olas transform into Chatas? After all, Rabbi Yeshua said it. What do you want to tell me? Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold for most Mishnayos in Kinim? It's not true. He certainly does. Oh no. I had a chart. Where's that chart? Oh. Oh man. Okay. So as we said, if all these Mishnayos and Kinim, the there are Kavanos done above the red line, Kavanos done below the red line, why don't we say that the Olas transform into Chatas, at least the Chatas should be good? What do you want to tell me? Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold from those Mishnayos and Kinim? We're going to see that he does. So we're up to, we said already one V'chi Tema, I'll start again from V'chi Tema in the middle of Samach Zayin. V'chi Tema Hadalok Rabbi Yeshua, if you want to tell me that those Mishnayos and Kinim don't go like Rabbi Yeshua, impossible. Me must as a Marta Hachi, impossible. Toshma. Ha'isha Sha'amra. Harei Alai Kain. Ha'isha Sha'amra im Eilet. 1 minute. Harei Alai Kain im Eilet Zachar. Harei Alai Kain im Eilet Zachar. Yolda Zachar. Maybe Shtei Kinim. She promises that she's going to bring two. She's going to bring a separate pair of Olas as a thank you for having a baby, a boy, and besides the fact that she has to bring an Ola and a Chatas. She has to bring three Olas, one Chatas. Achas l'nadarav, achas l'chobata. Nothing l'kohen, she gives it to the Kohen. Ha'kohen, tzarech, lasos, shlosh, l'mayla, achas l'mata. That's what he has to do. Three above, one below. When he hands it to the Kohen, she doesn't tell him what they're for. What does the Kohen think? He thinks twins, or she was a Zava. Therefore, lo asa the case. Ella, asa shtayim lamayla, shtayim lamata. Two above and two below. Below nimlach, because he never inquired. He never inquired, right? Tzricha shetavi od prey da'achas, v'sikri v'ana lamayla v'minechon. She has to bring one more ola, right? Why? Because only two olas are brought above the red line. Two are brought below. So one was right. One was wrong. So she has to bring one more and do it above the red line. Okay? Because she has to keep, you have to keep your promises. The mitzvah and Torah, you got to keep your promises. Right, exactly. Now, let's say Mishnei Minim. She brought one pair, the Chatas and the Ola. Again, there are two types of birds. There's a tar and a b'nei yonah. You can only bring a set. They have to be the same bird. You can't bring an ola from one and a chatas from the other. They have to be the same. Okay. What? Good? Okay. So. What? Why would you want? So she brought what? Page up to in the picture. When you bring a chatzin ola, it's got to be the same species. Here, that's the devil case number one. Case number two is, she brings shnei minim, but she doesn't know which one she brought for which. Okay? So again, two are done above the red line, two are done below the red line. How many birds does she have to bring now? Really, one. We don't know which one. Really, she doesn't bring one. She sure won for the ola, but we don't know which one. Therefore, tavi shtayim, she has to bring two. Okay? We don't know which one. She really only has to bring one. Since we don't know mitafek, she has to bring two. One from a tar, one from a b'nei yona. Good? So far, so good. Case number three. Right. Case number three. Persha nidara. Right? She specified her nidarim. In other words, she specified and said, okay, she brought one min. These two birds is for a chatas and an ola. Those two birds is for an ola. Okay? Then what happened? Then the Kohen didn't do the right thing. Right? The Kohen did two above and two below. Right? Now, Tzricha Lahavi owed Shlosha Prezim. She had to bring three birds. Why three? Why three birds? So I have to bring three. You're always missing one. Right. Right, exactly. That's why you have to bring three. What? Because it's all the same in. The next case is going to be two minim. It's all the same in. The fifth case number three is the same in. Same in. You specified I want those two to be ola. That one, those two, ola chato. He gave them to the Kohen. The Kohen forgot. So he did whatever he did. He did two above and two below. You have to do three more. Why? So let's see why. I'll tell you why. Because let's say the one of the ones from the olas was done below. So you have to do the pair over. The third is for the other one. The Tatsanola. What if that one was messed up? The whole thing Exactly. Okay? Now the next case is four is Mishnei Minim. She did the exact same thing as case number three, but with two different species. Now she has to cover her bases for that. Tavi Arab, and now she has to bring four. Four more birds. Okay? Good? Exactly. Good? Exactly. Now, each pair has to be the same min, that's the rule, right? Which is machin. Right. Yes. Yes, so far so good. Now, Kava Nidra. She was Koveya her nether. How does article translate that? What does that mean? What it means is that she promises that she's going to bring her two olas as a present at the same time that she brings her chiyuv together, not at a later date. So if that's the case, then Tzricha Shetavi Od Chamesh Prezim Lamaila. She has to bring five more birds. Why five more birds? What? Watches in five more birds. Yeah. Right. What do you mean type B? For one min.
No.
Yes. Kate, the next case is 2 minutes. instance, but she's only bringing four birds. She's not bringing four birds. No. She promised to bring four birds, but she promised to bring them together. Now she, and what happened? Some mistake happened. The Kohen did two above and two below. He was supposed to do three above and one below. She has to bring five more birds. Where do you get five from? And then one more for the Chazal. Fine, one more for the Ola. That's where you get five from. Now, if it's Mishnei Minim, if it's two Minim, then Tavi Sheh. We've got to bring a sixth one, because we have to cover ourselves for the other species. Okay? And then the last one, which no one understands. I know. Okay, the next one is Nasnan Lak. What? It's not difficult. It's only a question of time. If we had an hour, this would not be hard. An hour with charts, not be hard. We're running through it. Even this chart's a very difficult chart. Now, next one is Nasna Lakoin. Okay? So again, the case is that she two pairs. It's always two pairs. Nasna Lakoin. She gives all four to the Kohen. The Ani Adea Ma Nasna. She doesn't know what she gave him. She doesn't know if it's Bnei Yonah. She doesn't know if it's Tar. She has no clue. Or maybe it's both. The Kohen goes, V'asa. He does something. Then he did Masa. He doesn't even know what he did. If he did them all above, he thought they were all Olas, or he thought they were all below. He has no clue what he did. What? Stand to the circumstances. Everybody forget. It was the day after the game. Everybody was all excited about the game. No one's paying attention to the Beit HaMikdash, right? Happens sometimes. And therefore, what happened? She was all over the country, people in New York City anyway. So, especially long-suffering fans. So what happened? Everyone's all excited. And what happened? No one remembers anything. No one remembers a thing. So, Tzricha. So therefore, Tzricha, Arba Predos, when the Dara. You need four for the Nedava. Two of one species, two of the other species. Why? Because we don't know which species. Yeah. That's what she promised. She specified. Yeah, but she specified. I'm going to bring that. She has to keep her promise. Yes. Then v'shtayim l'chovasa. Then she's got to bring two more for her chov. What? Right. Then the achas, v'chatos achas. One chatos. Why doesn't she have to bring two chatos? In other words, it's two chatos. Why doesn't she have to bring two chatos? What? You're not sure which kind of bird you use. Sure it does. You bring four olas. You promise to bring two olas. So now you have to bring four of them. Why? You don't know which means. Now you have to bring two more olas. Why? Because you promised that you have to bring an ola and a chatos, you had a baby, but we don't know which means. You bring both. Why if we only want chatos? We never brought a chatos yet. It's the first case you bring a chatos over. Fifth case you bring a chatos over. No, it's not. It's an Ola for the Chazal. He did two below. The Kohen did two below. In all the cases, except for this one, the Kohen always did two below. So the Chazal was always satisfied. All Chazal was always covered. Here the Chazal we don't know. So the answer to that question, my question? Why did I bring one Chazal? It should be two. What? The answer is because the carbon is koveya by the chatos. So you can bring whichever chatos you want. The suffix is only in the old, it's a very strange suffix. You can bring a chatos, you can bring whichever one you want. Why? Chatos is the koveya. Whichever one I bring, memela, the ola has to be the same. But we don't know which one. So for suffix, for the ola, we're going to bring both. Chatos has to bring one. The chatos says that's crazy. And as a Omer, no, Sheikhat, they gotta bring both also. Right? Okay. What? Right. Tanakh, for technical reasons, you don't have to cover your bases on the Chatos. Okay? Now, all that was to get to the following line. Amr Yeshua, Zehu Sha'amru, that's what I said. Yeshua's talking, it's the same as Yeshua. That's what I said. Shehu, Zehu Sha'amru, Shehu Chai, when a ram is alive, when an animal's alive. Now, we're talking about birds, but a similar idea. When an animal's alive, Chai Kolo Echad. It only has one voice. What's the voice? Whatever a cry, whatever sound an animal makes. And, Kishahu Meis, Kolo Shiva. When it's dead, you can have seven voices. What are the seven voices? So from the two horns, you can make two shofars. From the two bodies, from the two legs, two big legs, you can make a flute. That's four. Then, from the skin, you can make a drum. From the innards, you can make a novel. What's a novel? A harp? Some kind of harp. And from the other innards, you can make a kinor, which is also a harp. What's a novel? A different kind of instrument. Right, a bigger one and a smaller one. Right? Right. He's making the pun. His pun is, he's making the pun. The pun is, a woman could say one little thing, and she's bringing seven birds. Right? She had a baby. And she promised to bring two nadavas. What's she doing? She's bringing seven birds. Just like it's a very funny thing. An animal, when it's alive, makes one sound. And when it's dead, it makes seven sounds. So too, a woman can make one statement and bring seven birds. It's just a comparison. The point is, it's a Rishua. That's the point. Don't tell me that a Rishua is not the author of the Mishnayot and Kinim. That's how the Masechta ends. The Rishua is the whole author of the whole Masechta. So the question remains, why can't we say that some of these olas that are brought below the red line transform into chatas? Why not? He held it anyway. That's the whole kasha. Right? The good kasha. We have so much difficulty to get to that kasha. And the answer is, Amar the Amr of Yeshua. When did Rabbi Yeshua say that an ola transforms into a chatas? Yeah, you're not going to be over me'ila. Why? Because by chatas there is no me'ilah. Why? Because none of it gets burned on the mizbeach. However, lemeisak le chova, to get you the chov, mi amar, he never said that. That he never said. He never said you get a check mark in Shemayim for that. That he never said. What do you get? Yeah, you don't get me'ilah. That's all he said. That's all he meant to say, and that's all he said. Okay? Good? Good. Yeah. Yeah. Before Malik or after? Okay. Yeah. To use it for something. It might be. Yes, it might be Yula. Absolutely. Yeah, because it's kachem, because you've designated it. Yeah, because after the shechita, this animal, now let's say it's a regular shlomim. After the shechita, some of it you can eat, some of it you can't eat. So the parts you're allowed to eat, there's no me'ilah. You asked this question yesterday. The part you're not allowed to eat, there is me'ilah. Let's take the part you're allowed to eat. Can you give it to your dog? That's what you're asking. Can you give it to your dog? I don't know. That's not me'ilah. It might be you're mistreating kachem. You're mistreating it in a not proper way. Is it me'ilah? I don't know about that. You might not be able to give it to your dog. You shouldn't give it to your dog. Eat it yourself. Eat it in a respectful manner. If you don't do respectful things with it, is that me'ilah? I don't think so. Me'ilah means you take the meat that you're not allowed to eat, and you give that to your dog. That's me'ilah. You misuse it. Giving it to your dog, if you're allowed to eat, it's not misusing it. Yes. I think by kachim, yes. Yes. Okay. Now, next, we've learned the din. Any animal, we said this already, we'll say it again. Any animal that dies in a non-shechita way, becomes an avela. An avela has tumah. Either you touch it, you become tumah, or if you carry it, you become tumah. Bird's a different thing. If a bird dies without shechita, he does not become tamei if he touches. It only presents, now it depends. If it's a trait for bird, there's no tumma at all. According to the Rambam, there's no tumma at all. It can never be tumma by a trait for bird. If it's a kosher bird, you didn't do shechita, or you didn't do shechita, it only becomes tumma if you eat it. Now, I'm not discussing the kashrus issue about that. You should probably not do that. It's not kosher. You didn't have shechita. But, you don't have to get that issue. The question is tumma. So it's only tumma when you swallow it. Okay? It's a quirk. It's in the Torah. That's the story. Okay? There's another quirk. If you swallow it, if you do become tamei, the clothes you're wearing are also tamei. Okay? Fine. Now, kol hapsulin, any pasul, anybody who's pasul to do the avoda, we're going to explain who those people are. Okay? Kohapsulin, any puzzle person, Shemalku, who did Malika, Milikasam Psula. The Malika's puzzle, obviously. If a woman, or a Yisrael, or a Tuma, or a Tame, all these people do Malika, it's puzzle. However, the Enam Atamed Beis Habliya, there is no Tuma. Says Rashi, Enam Atamed, second wide line on the bottom over there. Shemilikasan metaharasan, because the malika is, so to speak, metahar the bird. Lefi shenifzal bekodesh, since it's puzzle, the ahani milikasan. The malika still helps. How does it help? Sheim alu lo yardu. Let's say, we're going to get to this later in the Mesechta, it's a huge concept. Let's say a tame or a puzzle, some soul did the malika. And that is to do malika. He did everything else. He did the meat stuff. And then they took the bird, they threw it on the mizbeach. Does the kohen have to run up there and take it off? The answer is no. Im olu lo yardu. Sometimes we're going to learn that when the animal's up there for improper reason, it's got to come down. Sometimes not. When yeah and when no, we're going to have to talk about that. So a malika, even if it's a puff of malika, it's good enough that if it goes up on the mizbeach, it doesn't have to come off. So too, it's good enough, there will be no a tuk nevela. Why? Because the etem malika was done properly. Proper malika. Because the person that did it wasn't supposed to do it. Why? Because he's a tummy. He's a Yisrael. But the etem malika is fine. That's the key. The etem malika, there's nothing wrong with it. Just what's the problem? It's the wrong person. He didn't mess up the malika. He did a good malika. It's the wrong person. Hilchoch mami lo havin nevela, therefore it's not nevela, says Rashi. Now, malak bismol, what if you did malika with your left hand? Which you're not allowed to do. Or, obalayla, or a knight, which by the way, you're not allowed to do. Shachat chulin bifnim, yishechted chulin inside the azara, which by the way, you're not allowed to do. Or, kachim bachut, or yishechted kachim outside, which, by the way, you're not allowed to do. Enon metamim beis habliya. None of this is tuma. Why is none of this tuma? Because everything that you did was be'etem bokeh. You did shechting an animal in the azara or a bird. If it's a bird gets shechita, right? You did the shechita correctly. Happens to be you did it in the wrong spot. You're not supposed to do that in the Beit HaMikdash ground. You're supposed to do that in the butcher shop. You did it right. So if it's Zohar, or you did Malika with your left hand, is the Malika good? No, you're wrong with the Malika. Happens to me, you can't do it with your left hand. You can't do Malika Balayla. But the Etzem Malika, nothing wrong with it. What about this? What about Malak Pesachin? Can you do Malika with a knife? Absolutely not. That's not Malika. Or Malak Chulin Bifnim. You did Malika Techulin on the base of the Mishnah's ground. Malika Techulin is called a trefa. There's no such thing as Malika by Chulin. Malika can only be by a carbon. So here what you're doing is, the essence thing you're doing is no good. You can't do Malika with a knife. Malika's got to be with your nails. Right, with your fingers. You can't do Malika with a knife. You can't do Malika on a non-Kachim. Or Kachim Bachutz. You did Kachim Bachutz. Or Torin. In other words, with a the Malika has to be in the Azara. That's okay. Or Torin Shlohigiyaz Manam, a Tor that's too young, or Bnei Yonah Shavras Manam, or Bnei Yonah that's too old, right? There's different ages. So you did that, now all these cases, you think what you've done is nothing. But you did a good Malika, but the wrong time, the wrong person. The whole thing is at them no good. You can't do Malika with a knife. Or Shiyavsha Gapa, a wing has withered. Or Shinismiz Ena, something wrong with his eye. Or Shinakta Ragla, or he's missing a foot. Right, as we know, we're going to learn, there's no din of a mum by a bird. A bird's allowed to have a mum. The only thing a bird can't have is missing an eiver. That's not a mum. It's mamish, that's a huge mum. So the bird's got a little nick over here and over there. By the hand, we won't use it. By a bird, you're allowed to use it. The only thing you can't do is a huge, major missing a limb. And the reason why, Rashi quotes, the Pasuk in Micha, this is what you bring to Hashem. This is the kind of carbon you bring. You bring a bird missing a limb. Even a guy won't do that. Right? Then all these cases, then Metameh Beit Habliya, that will be Tameh. Why? Zaklal. Here's the rule. Kol Shepsulo B'Kodesh. If there's a psul in the Kodesh, right? What does that mean, a psul in the Kodesh? Look at Rashi. Four words. The last Rashi before the Gemara. Sheba al Azara b'hachshara. You brought it to the Azara. It was kosher. Then v'nifsila. Then some psul happened. Dad, ain't a matame beis ablia. I brought this bird. Happens to be, it's in the nighttime. Right? There's nothing wrong with it. I brought everything, was okay. Then it still happened. That's okay. Then there's no tumah. However, lo haya psul of a mikdash. If there's no psul in the mikdash, what's the psul? I used a knife for a malika? You can't do that. Then, matame beis ablia, that will give you tumah. Okay? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, says Rav, small belila, left hand or knife, in matame beis ablia. Okay? A zar, adds Rashi, hu adin, onin, orel, v'chol hapsulin. Right? That's just a zar. Onin, orel, all these people, v'tzakin, and a knife, matam and beis ablia. That will make you tame. So what's the difference? By the way, what's the difference between a lefty and a czar? What's the difference? Right? What's the difference? How come I lefty? It won't make you tame. Which means, by the way, that in Olu, lo yerid. In Olu, if someone lefty did it by mistake, and they threw it up on the mizbeach, what's the halacha? Leave it there. But if a Yisrael does it, or an Onen, or an RL, they'll run and take it down. They go hand in hand, because they don't have an Aleph. They go hand in hand. What's the difference? Maishna, the small. Why is the lefty different? You know why the lefty is different? The Islay Haksher B'Yom HaKippur. Ah, because on Yom Kippur, some of the things that the Kohen Gadol did, he did with his left hand. So you see, there is a little bit of a shemet of Kedusha with the left hand. The Lila, and at nighttime, Islay Haksher B'Evar Mupadarim. Night is when they burn the fat. They did it overnight. So the Gemara asks, Zornami Islay Haksher B'Shchita. Zor also. Azar also. You can do Shchita. So answers the Gemara, no. Shchita lav avodihi. Shchita is not an avoda. Why is Shchita not an avoda? We learned this already. What? Yeah, but why? Exactly. Because Shchita is done even on Chulin. The only mice are done on Chulin. The only mice done on Chulin, it can't be cut. It can't be an avoda. I can do that in the butcher shop. I can do it in my backyard. I can check the animals anywhere I want. It can't be avoda. Now the Gemara says, "V'lo, it's not an avoda." We're going to see if it's an avoda. They ask on Rashi. Rashi said, Rashi threw in that onain and RL and all psulim. What did he mean by all psulim? Who's left? Maybe a tumah. So they ask on Rashi. Wait a minute. Can a Kohen Gadol be an onain? What are we trying to say? Any time this one is instant. Where I found you a heter, then if it's done, there's no tumah, no beis ablia. like a lefty, and at night. What about an oneg? Can't a Kohen Gadol work when he's an oneg? So they make a whole distinction. Why can a Kohen Gadol work when he's an oneg? Yeah, exactly. A Kohen Gadol is allowed to work even when he's an oneg. So what does that mean? That means any oneg should not passel. Rashi didn't say that. To figure out why, what the difference is. Anyway, shechitas not navoda. Lamar b'zera. Shechitas para aduma. Shechitas para bizar psula. A shechitas para. The shechita of a para aduma done by a bizar is psula. Umachvi Rav Allah, and Rav demonstrated, right? Elazar v'chuka, that it says by para aduma, the word Elazar, it also says v'chuka, which means v'daka. The itzkakasha on, what do you mean Rav demonstrated? He demonstrated. Machvi means he showed. He showed him how to do kamita, he showed him this. What do you mean he showed him? But there's nothing to show. So some changed the girsa. As a matter of fact, there's another gemara, there's another girsa where it says, v'amar Rav Allah, and Rav said. What do you mean demonstrate? Telling them, it has to be ma'akid. Since it's the word v'chuka, it has to be ma'akid. So the Gemara answers, no. Shiny para. Para is different. You know why para is different? Para is different. Of course. Of course, shechit is not an avoda. So why can't a zar do the shechit of a para aduma? Because para aduma is only bezek habayis. It's considered bezek habayis. Right? Again, there's two types of behemoths. There's kedushas haguf, kedushas damim, and para aduma is considered only kedushas damim, it's bezek habayis. Because it doesn't make any sense. For the lesser kedusha, only a Kohen, and for the more severe kedusha, Yisrael. Below kol, it doesn't make any sense. Below kol, the kenu kachim bedek abayis boy kahuna kachim isbeach mibaya. It doesn't make any sense. A bedek abayis against a Kohen, and a kedusha for kachim not for a kedusha saguf not a Kohen. It doesn't make any sense. The Gemara says you're right. Arav Shisha Parid Ravidi. It's a whole different reason. Why a Kohen has to share a paraduma. Nothing to do with avoda. It's not avoda. Meaning to have them, Amaris Negayim. It's not different than looking at Negayim. The lava avodi, he's not avoda. And nevertheless, the boy Kohuna, it's got to be done by a Kohen. Why does it have to be done by a Kohen? The Torah says. Why? I don't know. Nothing to do with avoda. Maris Negayim is not avoda. Because the biggest expert in the world who knows Negayim back and forth, he's not a Kohen. He can't check. Why? That's what the Torah said. It's an avoda. It's not avoda. Has to be done by a Kohen. So too, that's a para aduma story. But the answer is that shechita is not an avoda. Now, the Gemara says, v'neilef mi bama. Why don't we learn out that malika can be done by a zar from bama? Mi bama. Because a bama was kosher for a zar. So the Gemara says, mi bama lo yalev. We don't learn out from bummas because don't compare me bummas to based on Mikdash. So the Gemara says the low. We don't learn out bummas. We don't learn out anything from bummas. But Tanya, Minayin Liyoti. How do we know that if someone takes meat out of the Azara, Shim Allah Lo Yerid, that if it goes up, it doesn't come down. Shari Yotze Kasha B'bama, because that was true by a bummer. There's no such thing as Yotze by a bummer. It's impossible. The whole place is not the right place. Someone's backyard, what do you mean yote? Where do you take it? From the backyard to the front yard? The whole thing doesn't apply. It doesn't apply, right? So what do you see from there? Just like by Obama, that a yote was not a psul, so too by the base of Mikdash. Now, there's such a thing of yote. You're not allowed to take it out. But if you did take it out, and it goes on the Mizbeach, it could stay there. Why? Because by Obama it's okay. So what do you mean we don't learn things from Obama? Says the Gemara, no. No. We don't learn from a bum. That's just an asmachta. It's like a remed. But the real makar for that din, that if it's a yote, it's okay, b'diyeved, is Hana. Ah, zos Torah ha'ola samachle. A whole drasha there that it says Torah, that means any type of carbon, even psulim lo yerid. Then it says zos, on not everything, right? Back and forth. And therefore, we learn out that if a yote happens, with the evidence, okay. What are we comparing it to the bama? That's just a reminder. How do we know that it's true? I mean, the bama was good. That's the makar, not a bama. the makara psukim. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Zar ain matama beis habliya. A zar that does shechita, does malika, will not make tama. Why? Because he disagrees that he will learn out from a bama, just like a bama, anything can be done by the zar. So too, malika could be done by a zar. It'll save him. I hear you. Sakin matam beis habliya, but he agrees that a knife will make a tumah. Why? That's totally the wrong thing. You can't do malika with a knife, right? Itznan, we learned in our Mishnah, kol hapsulin, all psulin, shemalku, right? Milikasam psula, right? Now, Bishlam al Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what does it mean, kol? Kol is lasuya zar. That comes to include a zar. Elo l'rav, kol lasuya mai. What does kol come to include? What's it included? So the Gemara says, lasuya small laila. It's coming to include a lasi and a knife. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Small Belaila Behechik Tani. That's black and white in the Mishnah. I need him to tell me that? Kol. So the Gemara says, yes, Tani, yes. The Mishnah says, Kol, everything. And then, Vahadar Mefarash. And then we go into the detail. What's everything? Yeah, it means a Laila, small, a Gorna, Gorfish or not. That's the story. We'll stop here. A friend of mine told me last night that if not for the fact that he's 5 years into it, he would stop. So I said to him, that's a crazy thing to say. Just because it's brutal Gemara, doesn't give up. Right? We all nod our heads. We have a chance to look over it again today. And if not, we'll move on and we'll come back to it another time, right? That's cool. Okay. What? Exactly. It strengthens you. Excellent line. Okay, very good. Have a good day. And we'll resume here tomorrow.